Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Gene, G-E-N-E, Williams, Jr. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Williams, as described in the reports cited above. Pretty is now a 52-year-old male who again recalls injuring himself at work on 2-10-10. Appeared at that time, he injured his right ankle and left arm when he was run over by a forklift. Pretty was seen at the emergency room the same day. Pretty had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the right ankle to repair ligaments. Pretty has a checkup every 1 to 2 years with Dr. DiVernero. Pretty denies any subsequent injuries since his last evaluation here. Pretty new paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Williams received an order approving settlement on 8/15/18 to be inserted here, period. He then applied for a reopener on 7/6/20, but he also supplied answers to petitioner's responses to supplemental interrogatories. Pretty listed the various medical providers he had seen, including Dr. DiVernero, compared to the other providers, were for his blood pressure, comma, sleep apnea, comma, cholesterol, comma, and eyeglasses, period. He did not describe any subsequent treatment, but requested an evaluation with Dr. DiVernero since his ankle had substantially worsened, period. In paragraph, the petitioner was seen on 5/15/18 by Dr. Cataldo, period. He offered an estimate of impairment involving the left wrist and hand, as well as the right foot. Additional treatment records show he was examined again by Dr. DiVernero on 9/29/21 for a need for treatment evaluation. He cited the course of treatment to date, noting he was discharged from care on 7/12/17. He denied a new injury or treatment. He complained of medial and lateral ankle pain with swelling. His Arizona brace only lasted a year. He was working within his FCE restrictions. Clinical examination found active but limited inversion and eversion, but normal dorsiflexion and plantar flexion. There was no swelling or ecchymosis, but there was tenderness over the lateral ankle. There was lateral numbness to touch. Dr. DiVernero diagnosed post-traumatic osteoarthritis of the right ankle and foot, common tenosynovitis of the right foot, and ankle pain. He ordered an Arizona brace and an ASO ankle brace. He thought this was causally related to the original injury. He cleared the petitioner to continue working at his present capacity with no further restrictions imposed. He returned to Dr. DiVernero on 5/18/22. He did not describe any interim treatment or injuries. His diagnostic assessments remain the same, as did his clinical examination. He had just received the Arizona brace ordered the previous year, and he was breaking it in. He continues to work within the restrictions in his FCE. He restated that Mr. Williams would probably require a new Arizona brace every 2 years or so. produce considerate of maximum medical improvement and discharge from care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Right ankle plantar flexion was mildly reduced to 25 degrees with eversion to 10 degrees. Period. Dorsiflexion and inversion were full. Period. Underline this. These differ somewhat from the motion detected by Dr. DiRonero. Motion of the left ankle as well as both hips and knees was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had decreased soft touch sensation in the lateral aspect of the right foot, but this was otherwise intact. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5 minus for resisted right extensohalysis longus strength and 4 plus for plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with an intelligent gait when walking without his brace, but did not use a handheld assisted device for ambulation. But he was able to stand on his heels and toes, but not walk on them. But he did change positions fluidly. But when walking with his brace, his intelligence was less pronounced. Sure, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Jane Williams was injured at work on 2-1-10 as described in my prior reports. Period. We will insert what I've got marked from the 2018 report. Period. Since examined here, he received an order approving the settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. DiRonero on 9/29/21, who ordered him new ankle braces. Period. And follow up on 5/18/22, he had just received these braces. Period. No additional treatment was rendered. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right ankle. Period. He had decreased soft touch sensation in the lateral aspect of the right foot. Period. There was mild weakness and resisted plantar flexor and extensohalysis longus strength. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the feet and ankles were normal. Period. He had an intelligent gait on the right without using his brace, but this was less pronounced when walking with it. Period. The rest of that section is normal. My opinions relative to permanency remain the same and will be inserted here. And that's the end.